Hello everybody, Danny Miles here. Hope that you're well. It's Friday, so almost ready for the weekend, and I hope that yours holds many exciting things in store. Of course, one of the things that many people participate in at the weekend is sport, and there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about the Rooney Rule, which is very popular in America. For those of you who don't know, the Rooney Rule, introduced by Dan Rooney, is a rule that at least one black or minority ethnic coach must be interviewed for every position in the National Football League, the American Football League. They don't have to be hired, but there does at least have to be one person from an ethnic minority group who is interviewed for each vacancy in the coaching fraternity. He's been talking in the last day or so about how football teams in the UK and presumably in other parts of the world would benefit from a similar setup. And this interests me. I've never been one for positive discrimination because I still consider it to be discrimination. However, when we all are aware of an imbalance of attention to people from any group, be that related to gender, to religion, to sexual orientation, to disability, to colour, it's naturally a good idea to try and put things back in order, so to speak. So I'm not particularly opposed to this, especially as the ruling, as I say, does not state that you have to hire somebody from a BME background, simply that at least one person has to be interviewed. Although, of course, that in itself suggests that maybe you could just interview somebody for the sake of it and they would never actually have a realistic chance of being employed if the club concerned were of such a mindset. However, it seems to work in the NFL. In the last decade, 12 BME coaches have been recruited, whereas in the 80 years prior to that, there were less than that number employed. My main concern with this idea is that it may not work out quite as well in other parts of the world. For a start, 12 coaches is a fantastic improvement on the numbers from before 2002. But the USA is a big country. I'm not an expert, I admit, on the number of teams in the NFL. And I'm also not sure about the results lower down to the grassroots section of the sport. If it's such a large nation, then surely 12 is actually quite a small number. It's a massive improvement, and any level of progress has to be saluted, because without any progress, you're never going to get the end result. You have to walk before you can run, so to speak. But how effective has the idea actually been? Secondly, and my most important query would be, how effective is it going to be in the UK? If we compare this to the Equalities Act of 2010, and of course before that, the separate legislation such as the Disability Discrimination Act of 1995, we still have only around 75% of blind and partially sighted people out of work, 25% in work, 75% are out of work. I only work because I'm self-employed. I spent 3 years continually sending out CVs Now, my answer to that, I suppose, the other side of that is that I sent out CVs for 3 years, didn't even get an interview. Now, some people might say, well, with the Rooney ruling, you'd stand a chance of getting an interview because because somebody from a, in this case, not BME background, but disability background, if we apply this to all minority groups, you have a higher chance of getting a place. However, my contradiction to that is that we already have that rule in things such as the Equalities Act, certainly for disability, and as far as I understand it, for other situations. Certainly there's a ruling that people should not be discriminated against if they have the ability to do a job. They should be treated equally. One example of this relating again to disability, and I'm sorry because I know this doesn't directly apply to the BME discussion, but I think it's a similar situation, a similar principle, and therefore this is why my concern exists. If we look at things like the two-tick system, where if organisations, companies are under the two-tick system, they have actually signed up to support the equalities ruling, and certainly in relation to disability, that means if you fulfil minimum requirements for the job that you've applied for, you get an interview. Doesn't mean you get the job, but it means you get an interview. Same as with the Rooney ruling in relation to people from BME backgrounds. Now, I spent out, as I say, sent out CVs for 3 years. Some of those jobs, I have a degree from university in creative and media writing. One would think I fulfil minimum requirements for roles such as a hospital ward clerk or something similarly administrative. But I never received an interview. Now, there may be many reasons for that. And certainly I'm not saying I should have got the job. I dare say there were people with more experience who had already been in a hospital environment. But I am unable to see a reason why I, and I've heard stories from other people along the same lines, did not feel minimum requirements for such work. Now, if we take that concern further and suggest that the legislation that is in place is no longer actually adhered to, would the Rooney ruling being brought in actually just frustrate people more? Because there's another layer of apparently assistive law which actually does nothing, because it gives people hope, it gives them more of a reason to apply, they feel more confident, and then they're let down. And that can lead, of course, to depression, to self-neglect and self-harm, and to the belief that you're never going to succeed. Surely the true version of equality is to not have any rules, because what we need to do is not change the law, but change the mindset so that people don't think, oh, that is a BME person, that is a disabled person. So that people are people and nothing else should matter. I actually find it quite interesting when people fill in equality monitoring forms. Apparently these are kept separate from the applications. But surely someone somewhere, not necessarily the people on the interviewing panel or the panel that makes the choices about who gets a job. But someone somewhere gets these together. So somebody knows. So if and I don't know whether this is the case, of course we'd have to speak to individuals to find out, but if the person who in HR or whatever department who originally gets the materials is siphoning those out when they separate the applications and the equality monitoring forms, if some are accidentally going by the wayside or deemed to be unsuitable, then it's not going to matter what the interviewing panel does because they can only work with what they're given. Just a couple of thoughts there. Perhaps I am totally wrong. If you work in the as an employer, or if you've had success as a BME or disabled or otherwise, quotes, disadvantaged, close quotes, person, maybe you're a female in a predominantly male sector, would love to hear from you. Or, of course, if you agree with me, I'd love to hear from people who agree with me as well, naturally. You can get in touch on this audio boo. Top tunes, Danny. Please spread the word. Would love to always pick up new people and follow them as well. And you can also get in touch on Facebook, facebook.com/AbilityGateway. And on Twitter, twitter.com/TopTunesDanny. If you want to get in touch for a personal chat, toptunesdanny@gmail.com is my email address. Or you can call me from within the UK or using FaceTime on 07926 972762. It's been a pleasure to speak with you today, and I hope we'll do so again soon. Bye for now.